Joining us now, he's Drew Dunn, the head golf professional down at Eastlake Golf Club, where they host the Tour Championship. But this time around, it's the Eastlake Cup. A bunch of college kids coming in. What's going on, Drew?
Not much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So, just to talk a little bit about the Tour Championship, Xander Schauffele, wins it. Any feeling from you watching him play that maybe he could be like the next Justin Thomas, even though Justin Thomas is still only like 24?
He's still the current Justin Thomas, yes.
Yeah. He's definitely got the game for it. Won the Greenbrier and then won at the Tour Championship. And it'd be great. I'd love to see him turn into one of the next stars. It'd be good for us to have him as a tournament winner. But it was a great tournament overall to have him win and then Justin Thomas win the FedEx Cup. I think that's the first time in 7 years the winner of the Tour Championship didn't also win the FedEx Cup. So that was exciting. And overall, it was a great week. The weather was perfect. The golf course was as good as most of the guys said they had ever seen it. So it really couldn't have gone better for us.
Now, was it weird for Xander or for the PGA Tour? I remember working in NASCAR all those years, and you'd have, Jimmy Johnson winning the title for the season, and then some other guy won the Miami race, and nobody paid any attention to him. Was it weird, or did they do a good job of sharing the love?
No, they did a good job of sharing. It was definitely, awards presentation afterwards was a little different than we'd done in a long time because, we had two people, but they did it well when it aired on TV and then, off air, ceremony around the green. They interviewed both guys equally and they got to share the spotlight. So it was pretty neat.
Well, and you guys have been doing this for a long time, so I don't suspect that there was any feedback afterward that will change anything going forward. But, what did you hear about the condition of the course and anything learned to get ready for the next time around?
Like I said before, a lot of the guys said it was the best they had ever seen Eastlake. We had great weather leading up to it, and that plays such a key role in our agronomy staff, Ralph Keppel, being able to have the golf course ready. And a few of the guys even said that it was the best conditioned golf course that they played all year, every single tournament included. So, it helps that it's only 30 guys and 30 caddies walking on the greens and playing it the whole week, but it was the best I'd ever seen it for sure. So I don't think there's anything we're going to do to change our improvements. We do a lot of stuff in July and August to prepare for the tournament. So it's the hard work of our agronomy team months in advance that really has it in great condition come September.
And did the members go out and have fun afterwards playing?
They did. Yeah. The day after is the AM competition. So it's all the hospitality and sponsors get to go out and play. It's a double shotgun. Very long day for us after having gone through a Tour Championship week. And then we stay closed for a few days, and the members get out on the golf course that Friday.
Mm. Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, we're talking to Drew Dunn from down at Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta, getting ready, having just hosted the Tour Championship, getting ready to host a really neat event. And I think as the emergence of college golf, as a television event, the Golf Channel and you guys and the tours have sort of gotten together, and everybody's supporting this. And it's the, it's the Eastlake Cup, and you're bringing together four of the best men's and four of the best women's college teams for a Monday through Wednesday televised event. How did you guys get involved in this? Did they come to you? I'm just going to assume, Drew, this was your idea.
I'll take 100% credit for it.
Perfect.
No, I can't. The Golf Channel, it was a little over two years ago, came to us, and they just wanted to promote college golf more. There's not a lot of televised collegiate golf, and they saw an opportunity to create a tournament that would create a little bit more buzz around collegiate golf. So they came to us and asked if we could do it, and we said yes, absolutely. Even though it's a month after the Tour Championship, we were excited to be on board with it.
And how different is it to play an event like this Monday to Wednesday? Obviously that's the made-for-TV part of it. They don't want to bogart their weekend coverage of the big tours, of the professional tours. So this Monday to Wednesday, how does that change your approach to it, or does it not?
It, for us, it doesn't really change anything. It's 3 days of golf, one less day of golf than the Tour Championship. And the players are used to playing during the weekday. So it's really the only thing that's different is for television coverage. So it's, instead of watching weekend golf, you're going to be watching Monday through Wednesday. But again, it's live on the Golf Channel. So there's not a lot of other good sports on TV Monday through Wednesday, kind of in that 3 to 6 window. So it's a great opportunity to watch some really good golf when there's nothing else on.
And, of course, the best thing about it is, other than the fact that you get to see some good match play in college golf, is that it benefits the Eastlake Foundation, which is a charitable organization dedicated to helping families build better lives and children reach their highest potential. So, you know, that's the best part about it. Now, when we get down to the golf, how close are these guys going to be playing, guys and gals playing, to what the Tour Championship guys played in terms of conditions and tee markers and stuff? Obviously, the women will be playing a little bit up from the men, but are the men going to play it from the tips, or what do we got? Kind of give me a feel for the setup of this thing. And, oh, and by the way, which way are they playing the golf course?
They're going to play it the same way the Tour Championship plays it. We have kept that order of play ever since we did it for the Tour Championship, even for our members and their guests. So that's how everybody plays the golf course now. And the collegiate kids are actually going to play it a little bit longer than the Tour Championship does, because they are going to play number 1 and number 14 as par 5, the same way our members do. The Tour, when they play it, they play those as par 4s, but they don't actually play, you know, the tee box that's all the way back. So collegiate kids are going to play the tips all the way around. And the rough for the Tour Championship, it was, I think, started the week at about 2.5 and was probably at about 2.75 by the end of the week, because it was so warm, it was still growing. And then right now we've got it a little over 2.25. So it's everybody that's playing the golf course comes off shaking their head talking about how tough the rough is. So the conditions of the golf course are still going to be very similar. We've still had really hot weather ever since the Tour Championship. So it's still very green. The grass has not started to go dormant. All the leaves on the trees are there. So it's going to be very similar. The only thing that's going to look different is we've got the hospitality coming off the golf course. I think the last piece will come off on Wednesday or Thursday. So it'll have a little bit different look on TV, but the golf course still got its bones and the meat about it.
And how are they setting up like their TV cameras for this? Is it going, they're going to have some walking cameras in addition to some towers? I mean, how much coverage will we be able to see?
You're going to have a lot. They actually leave. That's the one thing they do leave are the TV towers from the Tour Championship. They may move a couple of them a few feet left or right, but the coverage is very similar. And then I think in the previous years they have had a walking camera, especially if we get to a playoff or something like that. But the coverage is, like I said, the TV towers are basically in the same spots they were for the Tour Championship.
Well, and on the men's side, you've got Vanderbilt, Illinois, Oklahoma, Oregon. On the women's side, Southern Cal, Northwestern, Arizona State, and Stanford. You know, I suspect you've got some, you know, you've seen some of these guys play in last year. Who should we be looking at in this group? Has anybody lost folks to graduation last year who won't be playing in this? What's sort of going on in terms of these teams and how they rank?
Well, you've got the defending women's national championship, Arizona State. I think they returned four of their main players. And then Oklahoma, for the men, won the national championship last year. They both returned four of their key players. But I think really the team to watch for the men is Illinois. They have won both of our two previous Eastlake Cups. They still have Nick Hardy, Dylan Meyer, and a couple other guys who have played in 2 years in a row in the Eastlake Cup. And not to mention right now, after 2 days, they're currently leading the Tavistock Collegiate Invitational, which is a big college tournament. And as you guys know, so much about golf is how you are playing and in the moment. You know, it's very ups and downs. So they're playing well right now. And then ASU for the women is ranked number 4. So USC and Stanford have both played in the Eastlake Cup before. So you may want to look out for USC just because they have the experience of playing at Eastlake, but I wouldn't be surprised if them or ASU wins.
Now, comparing this to the Tour Championship, I mean, when you're not, you know, tutoring these student athletes in biomechanical engineering or whatever, particularly the Stanford players do, are you going to be able to get out and enjoy this more than you do like the Tour Championship?
Well, let's clarify. They would be tutoring me. I would not be tutoring them. I can promise you that.
You're not proctoring study hall for these guys while they're in town?
I am not. I'm sure they're already way smarter than I am. So, but, yeah, this is, for me, it is, you know, there's not as many spectators here. The Tour Championship, we average, you know, 25,000 to 30,000 spectators a day. This is open to the public. We obviously don't get nearly that crowd for this. So I do get to relax a little bit more, get out, watch some of the golf. I usually will announce the starting times on the first tee, and so I always get to see the first tee shot to everybody, which it's really neat for me to be around these kids because, you know, they're the next young stars. They're going to be the next superstars on tour, and it's just a matter of time before we get somebody who plays in the Tour Championship, who has played in the Eastlake Cup, which will be really neat for us.
Well, hopefully, if Oklahoma wins it all on the men's side, Baker Mayfield just doesn't come running out on the 18th green and plant a flag.
Actually, that'd be really cool and good for the event. You know, as a carnival barker, that would be good for TV.
I don't know if the Super would like that, though.
Yeah, hit a sprinkler head. Aeration, I guess.
Yeah. little forced late-season aeration for the Bermuda Greens, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so when they do this, I mean, from a match play perspective, do you like match play as much as we do? I mean, I personally would still like to see the Tour Championship from the previous week have 32 guys and let these guys go out there, like play a round or two to seed themselves. You can even play one round and seed themselves and then just go at it match play and winner takes all, baby. So I love match play. You a big match play fan?
I am. I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that we don't get to see a lot of it. If, you know, it was the opposite and everything on tour every week was match play, people would love stroke play. But, you know, I think most people, anytime we go out and play golf, we play matches. So it's more similar to what we do every day. The guys that don't play on tour, you're 99% of people that play golf, if they're competing, they're going to go out and play a match against their buddy. So I think people like to watch it. And, you know, again, this tournament has the element of both. The first day is stroke play to determine seeding for the match play, which is the next 2 days. So that's another cool thing about the event is you get stroke and match play.
All right, Drew, you know, we have people in basketball who love college basketball and prefer it to the NBA, and people who love college football and prefer it to the NFL. Could an argument be made that college golf is more fun to watch than any of the tours?
I think absolutely you can make that argument, and it's because the kids, they get so excited, and there's such like a team element to it, just like you see in all your other big sports. You know, golf is so individual. But these kids are playing team events every week, and you don't see that on the PGA Tour. So their level of excitement, and you get to see them be happy for other players, is something, you know, we don't get to experience a lot. It's something different in the game of golf. And so that's when you get a chance to watch a collegiate event on TV, it almost just kind of sucks you in, and you can't turn away because you're rooting for the kids and the team and not just one person.
All right, so coming down the stretch, what's going to be the pivotal hole in match play?
Well, I'd say if number 15, which is our island green, most matches will probably get to that hole. That's a big one. It can play 230 yards if they have the flag back and the tees are all the way back. And then 18, again, if you get a match come down to 18, it's a par 5, so somebody can make an eagle or a birdie and maybe even win the Eastlake Cup for their team.
Nice. All right. Well, Drew, man, you know we love having you on.
This is your part-time job.
Yeah, I haven't seen a paycheck, and maybe I need to sign up for direct deposit.
Yeah, neither have we, let's be honest.
So you're right on par with us, baby, right on par with us. But
right on the org chart, you're next to us.
So have a great event down there, and we will talk to you next fall, I guess, unless we decide to, you know, put you on before that and maybe talk about some other things.
Happy to come on anytime, and it's always fun talking to you guys. I appreciate you having me.